When it comes to most midos are very transparent. When it comes to kaas, for example, anger, so when you see someone who has a short fuse, and you see someone riled up and they throw something and they start screaming, or you could see the frustration there in their eyes and their facial expressions, you know they're angry. When it comes to chesed and generosity, so when you see someone do a nice action and therefore they performed an act of chesed, you could see that. But there are certain times where sometimes a person could do a certain action and it appears to the viewer one way, but it actually is a totally different thing. In the Parsha, in Perek Lametet, Pasuk Lamegimel, so we're told, Vayaviu es ha-mishkan el Moshe, es ha-oel ves kol kelav. They brought the Mishkan to Moshe and all its vessels. And the Psukim continued to discuss each and every kli, basically, and every single component of the Mishkan, and that they brought it to Moshe. So the question is, why did they have to bring any part of the Mishkan to Moshe? What was going on after they completed it? So the Mishkan was completed in Kislev. However, it wasn't used, it wasn't inaugurated until Nisan, until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what happened between Kislev and Nisan, this time period? This is when Moshe looked over all the components of it after they were built to see, was this in line with what Hashem commanded him? Did they follow the instructions? Did they build it properly? He had to measure it. He had to look at it. So think about the following. You have to look at a huge, huge structure. Okay? Imagine like what it would take for you to go there. So you just walk there and you examine it and look at it versus you telling them, I want you to dismantle it. And I want you to bring it to me and let me examine it. And they might be thinking, like, do you realize this is thousands of pounds of weight? You want us to bring it to you? Why can't you just come here and look at it? And the Midrash discusses, and Midrash says something very interesting. The Midrash Tanchuma on Os Yud says that we learn from here, from this pasuk, of the words that they vayaviu es ha-mishkan el Moshe, we learn from this that it was done with b'nei darchei shalom. It was done for peace. And the Midrash continues and says the same reason why a Kohen gets the first Aliyah, why a Levi gets a second Aliyah, and Yisrael gets a third Aliyah. It used to be that anyone could get any Aliyah, but they realized that caused machlokas, that caused people to fight in shul, because everyone wants to be first. So they said, no, first should only be for Kohen. And that was done with b'nei darchei shalom. So of course to us, it makes sense that that's b'nei darchei shalom, getting an aliyah, having just the kohen, so that no one fights over it. But what does Moshe's example have anything to do with b'nei darchei shalom? So the Maharil Diskin explains as follows. The Maharil Diskin says that imagine if Moshe had to go to each of the kelim of the Mishkan, where it was being built. Whoever Moshe went to last, imagine how that person would feel. Here, you have a craftsman, an artisan who is working for months on end, dedicated himself for the Mishkan for Hashem, and Moshe's like, eh, I'll get to you at the end. That's what he might feel, right? That he's like second tier, third tier, not as important as the first kli that Moshe went to check out. And therefore, Moshe, for the sake of Shalom, said, I want you to come to me. He didn't tell them the reason. And so much so, where what might they think about Moshe? Look at this Baal Gaiva. Look how haughty he is. He can't come to us. We have to go to him. Even though it makes him potentially look bad, Moshe did it totally ishma for a totally amazing reason, because he didn't want them to argue. He didn't want them to feel bad. He didn't want anyone's feelings to hurt by him looking at their kelim last. And we see a lot of ideas, things that are done with b'nei shalom. In general, when it comes to, let's say, lying. Lying is a terrible thing. We're taught from when we're little kids to always be honest. Always tell the truth. Please tell me the truth. You won't be in trouble if you just tell me the truth. Right? We're told those types of things. The Torah in Parshas Mishpatim, Parakof Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, says, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Hashem commands us, stay away, distance yourself from lying. It's pointed out that there are very few cases where we're told, stay, distance yourself from. It's not something that happens so much. Coming up in a month and a half, we have Pesach, right? So we know that we're not allowed to have the Isurim of Bal Yirai and Bal Yimata. You're not allowed to have any chametz even in your house. Now, what's the real prohibition? I mean, that is a prohibition, but what's the big fear? They're going to come to eat it. So you can't eat it, therefore, the Torah makes it, you should really distance yourself from it. Don't even have it in your house. And so over here, stay so far away from falsehood that don't even come close. Mivar shekar tircha, distance yourself from it. Don't even come close to it. When it comes to Hashem, there are obviously a lot of, we know, yogim al midos harachamim, there's different attributes to Hashem. But what is, if we had to pin it down to one, what is Hashem's essence? So the Gemara in Yoma says, Chosamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. The seal of Hashem is emes. That's what Hashem represents. Emes, honesty, right? Being so real and so true. And yet, the Gemara in Yevamos says, Mutar lishanos b'pnei hashalom. A person is allowed to deviate from the truth, allowed to even say a white lie for shalom. And not only that, but Hashem, who represents emes, what does the Gemara say? Gemara says, Godol hashalom, shalom, having peace, is so great, she'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu shina, that even Hashem changes the truth and doesn't necessarily say something that's exactly true. The Gemara says, the example, is that when Sarah is told that she's going to have a child, Sarah's response is, but Abraham's so old, how could he have a child? But what did Hashem tell Abraham? Hashem said, you know what Sarah said? She said, she is so old, how could she have a child? Hashem lied. That's not actually what she said. She said, how come Avram's old? But for Shalom, to not make Avram feel bad for her, and to not embarrass Sarah, Hashem deviated from the truth. So even though Hashem represents Emes himself, Hashem is able to change the truth for Shalom. So you see how great Shalom is. Look what Shalom is. And there's so many times, so many things that come up in our lives where people argue, and where of course we want to try to distance ourselves from that, but we always want to try to make peace. So much so where Moshe, nobody even knew his intention. Nobody knew what he was trying to do, but Moshe knew himself that it would cause machlokas, it would cause people to be upset, to hurt people's feelings if he went to one over the other. And therefore, even though to make himself look bad, to seem like a Baal Gaiva, he told them to come him, to approach him. And it's so important to try our best to always be as sensitive as we can to people, to not put people in a situation where they feel hurt, and to be able to foster peace as best we can.